ACTA is worse than SOPA. Here's what you need to know. And it breaks down the fact this global treaty that Obama has now signed. And Homeland Security is involved in all of that. So it's all rolling out with the troops on the streets, the surveillance, the cashless society. That is about shutting you down if you're not a good globalist. Shutting down black markets once you've had your bank account shut down. It's all about targeting everyone. It's all about a managed, controlled economy. And Dr. Catherine Albrecht joins us to break this down. I mean, Catherine, what we're seeing is everything come out in the open, from the NDAA to the wars to the torture to the police state. We are seeing the censorship come out in the open. We're seeing the fact that Al-Qaeda is being protected and put in power in Libya by Western powers. Everything is pretty much coming out right now. That's panicking the system in this open, free information society. The mainstream media is dying. So it's a perfect storm of the old dying media and corrupt governments knowing that we're awake to them, wanting now to try to put the genie back in the bottle. And their attempt to shut down our free speech has really, I think, backfired. Catherine Albrecht, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be on, Alex, and you totally hit the nail on the head. In fact, this whole thing out of Thailand, they actually wanted to put an all-out block on all social media from the West, and we're citing China as a good example to follow. So obviously, if Thailand and China and Iran, I know you reported on this a couple of years ago when it happened, when they had those riots in the street and were shooting protesters, they told all the journalists, get lost, we don't want any journalists in here. They cordoned it off, and people were taking photos, posting them on the web from their smartphones and getting right around that. So that's why they want to put these kind of filters onto all of these websites. And those countries, they come out and say it openly. You know, you look at China and you say, all right, well, China's going to come right out and say, you have no freedom. You can't just do whatever you want. North Korea is a perfect example. And what you're pointing out is that our government now is starting to do the same thing. The things that used to be whispered about and considered conspiracy theory are now openly published. They're open statements. They're open policies. Same thing is true, obviously, with the search engines. You've got, you know, Google and Yahoo and Bing, which for years, if you were over in Beijing, and you typed in Tiananmen Square because you wanted to find out about the massacre, but you were behind the walls of China, you would not get. Those search engines would actually censor your results and only show you happy families picnicking in the park. And so from behind that iron wall of China, you could not even discover that there had been a massacre. Why? Because all the information that we get nowadays, we're getting through the search engines, we're getting through these big companies, and all it takes is for one government to get three or four of them to say, yeah, we'll all get on board and we'll shut down and censor your information. And we could be back to the dark ages. I mean, we could be worse than Soviet Stalin, Soviet Union, where there was only one source of information.
Well, notice Russia is now endorsing a bunch of internet censorship. So all these governments who are more and more getting exposed, they have a dog in the fight wanting to curtail, like I said, the old dinosaur prostitute media. They're hopping up and down supporting it because they want to see their competition shut down. And as we go into this world depression, The system is going to try to start shutting down the web. It may mean Homeland Security launches a false flag against the web and says foreign terrorists have done it. You know, they've said during a flu outbreak, they may shut down the whole web and only direct you to White House website where you get a message so they can control information during emergencies or during a new war. The point is they're openly trying to sell this idea of censorship now, not just of the internet, but of talk radio. Cass Sunstein, the regulations are, as you know, Catherine, has called for censoring people that don't believe in man-made global warming. I mean, they are really authoritarians, and I think it's starting to backfire on them that they're being so obvious.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, I was just talking on my show recently about this this article that came out, should Google take the crazy off of the internet? And somebody actually came out and said with a straight face that, and this was like in Forbes, so, you know, this is this is not just some guy's blog, but came out and said, we really think that Google should start flagging websites that don't meet basic criterion of accepted scientific fact. And they were talking about creation websites. They were talking about 9/11 truth websites. They were talking about Obama birth certificate concern websites and, you know, political type issues, and saying that first Google should start off by putting a little flag and saying, These are not, you know, vetted by Google, or these are not approved websites, or these are crazy websites. And then, of course, your next step, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see, your next step from that is going to be saying, well, let's just make sure those aren't even there. And
well, they've said that. I mean, Google's already delisted us 2 years ago from their Google News function.
You guys got kind of some screwage there on YouTube, too, not long ago.
Yeah, we've had all sorts of stuff. I mean, Paul Watson's been in areas of Europe and in England, and they have the government-free Wi-Fi at the train stations. InfoWars and Prison Planet has a notice. This is extreme. You're not allowed to go there.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, and this is why, you know, the last week, of course, last week, Google made its big announcement that it's going to take all of its products, all 60 of its privacy policies, 60-plus privacy policies, consolidate them into one. And, you know, you look around, and I'm just working on an essay called When Did Google Become a Verb? You know, we are all unthinkingly logging onto this website and doing much more than we realize we're doing by using these services. I have some friends who are in the privacy movement, who are in the freedom movement, who use Google Voice. I'm like, dudes, have you read the privacy policy? Do you realize that service is recording every phone call you make, every one of your contacts?
Google email admits that they read your email and store it.
You got it. You got it. So this is, I think it's interesting. This is a good time. And I know everybody says, what are you talking about, Catherine? It's the worst. But I say, this is a good time because this is the first time, Alex, that the kinds of things you and I have been talking about, and I know you even go back before I do, because you were one of the folks who helped wake me up back in 1999 when I became an advocate. So, you know, those of us who've been saying this for over a decade, you know, we are now no longer people crying in the wilderness. We are now the mainstream. We are now the people saying, hey, all of you out there who are concerned about this, this is what we've been talking about all along, and wake up. And they're waking up in droves. So, you know, this whole Google thing, and as your listeners probably know, I work with StartPage, startpage.com, which is the private alternative to Google. You know, looking at what the internet is all about right now and saying, okay, how do we support alternatives? How do we get alternatives like StartPage, you know, that serves you Google results without the tracking? How do we do that for everything? And, you know, we're working on StartMail.com, a Gmail equivalent. I would love to see equivalent browsers. I'd love to see an equivalent internet, to be honest.
Well, that's the answer. I mean, just like people demanded organic foods in the last 15 years, and now we have that alternative, we have to vote with our dollars and vote with where we go. And yeah, Ixquick, which is, of course, StartPage. You've also got Jabiru and HideMy. I'm not going to say it on air. We'll be right back.
Do you understand how dark it is? How far down the line we are? How late it is?
All right, right back to privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. Short segment, long segment coming up. Catherine, this is a short seg. You've got the floor here. What are some of the other threats we see developing and the unification of how all these spy systems are tied in together?
Well, you know, the internet, Alex, as anybody who's been watching it for the last 15 years, has become the backbone of virtually everything we do. And, you know, it's not just the internet, it's the fact that our phone calls are now being routed through it. You've got lots of people using voice over IP. You've got essentially this data cloud that's also being created. And all of the stuff that we do is about to wind up on the internet. And I think that's why, like, Google's announcement is so interesting, because Sergey Brin, back in the founding of Google, or after the founding of Google, a couple of years ago, was asked, you know, what do you envision Google becoming? You know, what's the ultimate search engine? And his answer was, like, the mind of God. And, you know, you put all that together and you say, okay, so we are creating essentially, and you and I have talked about this before on the show, we're creating a kind of a backbone or a nervous system across this planet. And I've said this before, it's not accidental that we call it the net. You know, a net traps things. It's not accidental we call it a web, because a web traps things. We are creating, if you could stand in outer space and see all of the interconnected links of information flow across this planet, it would look an awful lot like a net or a web. And the things that ultimately are going to be caught in that are us. And so as these things consolidate, you know, I was just rereading 1896, King Camp Gillette. What a name. His parents named him King, the guy who created the Gillette Razor Company. and came up. He was the first, by the way, back in 1896, back in the 1800s, he was the first guy to come up with a disposable consumer product, which is fascinating to me because now virtually everything you buy is disposable. And that he was the guy who created that. Prior to that, everybody had a straight razor and they sharpened it with a strop. And you get one when you came of age. You might get another one when you got married. And that was it for your life. You had one razor. And so he came up with this disposable concept that now has polluted our whole planet. But one of the things that he was working on back then was this idea that, left to its own devices, capitalism was going to lead to one single store, one single manufacturer for everything. He was basically talking about communism, socialism, you know, the central control. And when I was looking at that, I was thinking, wow, so that's Walmart. You know, back in 1896, this Gillette guy was predicting Walmart. Well, he didn't have the ability to do it yet, but he could have been predicting Google. Because it's the same concept. You've got, in the same way that Walmart is like how people buy stuff nowadays and has the power to snuff out other companies and eliminate competition. And, you know, I reported on this a couple of years ago. In England, some commentator on the supermarket industry said, England is too big for three supermarkets. We're going to have to get it down to two and eventually one. So everything's moving to this hugeness, consolidation, and we're going to start seeing the same thing on the internet. We're already seeing it. You know, I remember back in the 90s when I was a graduate student at Harvard, and we were like the first people to ever use the internet. It was new. It was not graphical. It was all text. It was, you know, hard to navigate. And we were like, how cool. You know, there's a million people on here, and they're all doing their own thing. Now you go on the internet and virtually everything is under these couple of few umbrellas, as you well know. So that's why I think alternative radio, I think supporting InfoWars, supporting what I'm doing over at my radio show at KatherineAlbrecht.com, supporting all of the alternative sources of news is going to be crucial. And in the same way, when you start looking, and again, I think the reason everybody got scared about this Google announcement is all of a sudden, you've got them pulling tight the reins. It's like the net was sort of loosely kind of being built around us. We didn't realize it. And now they're pulling it.
And that was always the plan. Make it ubiquitous. Get it into everything. Standardize the TVs, everything where they're plugged in. The smart meter spying on what you're doing in your house off of algorithms. I mean, it's all now just suddenly admitted. And then Google says we're going to integrate all the platforms we have and share what you're doing with everyone. And Schmidt comes out and says, you shouldn't be doing it if you don't want people to know. Well, wait a minute. I close my blinds at night because I want privacy or I don't want the sunlight coming in. It doesn't mean I should live in a glass house because you say so. And he operated for 12 years like, don't be evil. We'll always keep your data secret. We've never had a data breach. We promise we won't do that. And now they're going, you know what? We are evil. We always planned it. We're taking over. And it just shows, like I said a few weeks ago when SOPA was getting shot down, I said, that's good, but it's only because the big mega globalists like Google, they're already going to implement a global model through Davos and other systems. They don't want governments ham-fistedly doing it. They don't want the recording industry coming in with something that screws up their more subtle ways to phase in censorship. They're like, wait a minute, don't run off all the geese. We're going to put them all in one big net and catch all of them, not shoot one with a shotgun, recording industry. Shut up, you idiots. Sit down. We're going to show you how you censor. We're going to show you how it's done. Catherine, stay there. We're going to come right back and get more of your views on that and how we stop these folks. And absolutely, it is the highest rated of the search engines that don't spy on you, startpage.com, another subsidiary of IxQuick. And I guess that's the European name for it. And there's some others out there, but we've all got to stop using the term Google as the word for search engine.